This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The for-profit college, ITT, abruptly shut down last month, leaving 8,000 employees and 40,000 students in the lurch, as we've reported. ITT's bankruptcy also leaves a lot of stuff for sale. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
The properties ITT owns are scattered around a number of states, including California, Illinois, and New York. The realty firm marketing them touts the well-built buildings with good ceiling height and above-average parking.
The parking's really one of the bigger issues on some of these things.
Stephen Bethel is with Fraser Capital Valuation. He says potential buyers might include community colleges that want to expand or update facilities. Real estate economist Elliot Eisenberg says those schools would really have to luck out having an ITT property right where they need it.
So a little bit can go there, but the rest is going to have to be redesigned, presumably for office space.
Businesses like call centers, which wouldn't have to pull permits and break ground for a new facility with lots of parking.
Much of the value in some of these locations may be in the fact that it's already a functioning building.
And may even have functioning equipment like computers, which for now at least can be snapped up on the cheap as part of a lease or purchase. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.